another episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. Usually I take these videos and I put them on YouTube and I repurpose, but I don't know if you can tell, I am stuffy as all get out because the pollen count is like 15,000 in Georgia. So my nose is closed. One of my ears is stopped up, but I was like, I have to get this episode out because I've been talking to some clients and I was like, this has to be done. It just won't be done with the camera, okay? So if you are new here, I appreciate you so much for being here. Thank you for trusting me to guide you into your pleasure journey. And if you're an OG, thank you so much for coming back. And you too, I want to thank you for allowing me to go on this pleasure journey with you. Now, before we get into today's topic, I want you to take a moment, whatever platform you are listening this on, I want you to rate and leave a review. Okay, leave me a 5-star rating so that more women like you can hear this podcast and they can start living, not so much doing, but just being and living to their heart's desires. Okay. So, like I said, this particular topic came up to me. I was going to put something else out, but I was having conversations with some of my clients and things are just heavy. They're really struggling. I try to protect my peace as much as possible, but I'm not oblivious to what's going on. I'm not oblivious to what's on social media. I just make a sincere attempt every day to focus on pleasure, to focus on fun, to have deep belly laughs. And I recognize that that doesn't come easy for everyone. So we're just going to chat about it for a quick moment. And then I have a nice little treat for you at the end of this episode. So make sure that you stay tuned. So right now we are witnessing and experiencing so much between the violence, the injustices, the economic struggles, political unrest. It just feels like every single day there is something else popping up that is weighing on our hearts and our spirits. And we have been doing this for how many years now? And as Black women, we carry so much personally, generationally, and just collectively as a unit, as a community. The world demands our labor. It demands our care. It demands our resilience. But then where does that leave your joy? Where does that leave your pleasure? Where does that leave your happiness? And so the question is, how do you balance staying informed and engaged, but also honoring the need that you have for rest, for pleasure, and for peace? Now, let's start with this idea. Pleasure is not frivolous. It's not something that is earned. It's not something that you get if you do X, Y, and Z. Pleasure, if you've listened to my episodes, you know I say put that first on the list. Put your pleasure, put your self-care, put your rest first on the calendar, first on the to-do list. That is going to fuel you. It is an act of resistance. It is reclaiming of yourself, your time, your energy, your money. It's going to continue to build you up to do the things that you're out here doing. So with the continued attacks on our bodies, our bodily autonomy, our rights are getting stripped away left and right, or there's a loom and doom of our rights being taken, and the continuous reminder of systemic oppression, it makes it harder for us to just exist freely. It's making it hard, and it can feel selfish or irresponsible to prioritize yourself and your own well-being. There's probably so many people that are looking at me like, what is she doing? Why is she so happy? Why is she laughing like that? Like the world is crumbling. But I need you to hear this. The system is created for us to be exhausted. I've said this before and I will say it again. I feel like Black women are going to take over and they're going to rule and change the world. Your opinion is your opinion and mine is mine. But I feel like the shift that has been happening over the last couple of years with us resting more and stepping away from things that don't serve us, stepping away from people that don't serve us, it just creates so much space for us to do amazing things, to tap into not just our purpose, but our highest selves. That's always going to be great for the community. So all of these distractions and all of these things that they want us to focus on, it's meant to keep us exhausted. They want us too drained to dream, to build. They want us too weary to experience what life could be, the fullness of it, the levels to it. And our pleasure, our joy is going to disrupt that. And still, you're still going to feel guilty. We still feel guilty. And we're like, how is it okay for me to enjoy this moment when there's so much suffering? There's so much going on. There's so much hurt. There's so much pain. But what if we reframe that? Like, what if we change that thought process? What if instead of seeing pleasure as an escape, we saw it as a necessary nourishment? It's not something you do to leave your day to day. It's not something you do to leave your heart. Two things can exist at the same time. What if pleasure is the very thing that keeps us able to show up and do the work that we choose to do, right? Because we're not doing anything that we don't want to do. We're going to do the things that we choose to do. And a lot of us are doing amazing things. That's going to help the community, that's going to help our families, that's going to help our friends. So what if pleasure enhances that? Now understand, we're not the first to go through this. I don't know how they did it. We about to find out. But our ancestors, those before us, they knew struggle. They knew it real well. They knew it intimately. Just think of the things they went through: slavery, Jim Crow, segregation, the violence. And yet they still found time to enjoy each other's company, to laugh, to dance, to make music, to make love. Mm-hmm. They found ways to carve out moments of pleasure, not in spite of their circumstances, but because of them. Even during the civil rights movement, joy was a tool of survival for them. They sang about freedom, would go to church and sing, spend time together, eat after. They weren't distractions. It was necessary and it was resistance. So when we decide to embrace pleasure, we're continuing that. We're continuing the legacy. We're making a decision and saying, I'm worthy of feeling good even now, even through all the BS that's going on. And then when we do that, we give other Black women permission to do the same by me deciding that despite what's going on, I'm going to continue to live my best life, make the best decisions for me, enjoy my life. My family sees that. We laugh a lot in my family. One, because my partner and I, we're quite childish, but it's just there's a lot of laughter. And so what that allows me to do is to come create these episodes for you with energy, despite my nose and my ears being plugged up. It allows me to find other women who resonate with my energy and create podcast interviews for you. I have some great interviews coming. It allows me to continue to grow a practice, a therapy practice that's going to have Black women clinicians create space for Black women like you to be supported, to be safe, and to continue to grow into your pleasure. That's what this allows us to do. And so I know you're probably wondering, well, how do I do this? What is the tangible? I need you to give me something to do. I understand that. This is how we're going to shift our mindset. This is how you're going to shift your mindset. This is how you're going to stop seeing pleasure as something to be earned and instead embrace it as something that you're worthy of all day, every day before the BS. And I'm gonna give you three ways. Now, I just said this, recognize that joy and pleasure and struggle and hardships can coexist. It's not either or, it can be both and. You don't have to choose between being informed and being at peace. You can hold space for both. It may be one day a week, that is when I check to see what's going on in the world. It may be on the weekends, I don't tap into any of that. I don't check in on any of it. So how can you hold space for both? Identify small daily pleasures that nourish you. This isn't about big stuff. I tell y'all that all the time. It's not about big, huge, grand gestures. It's about simple moments. It's about the small things. Like tea. I have a client, every time I'm like, how's it going? How you doing? Girl, I'm drinking my tea. I had my tea. Listening to music that makes you feel good inside, that makes you feel orgasmic inside. It's just like orgasmic to your ears. Or just taking a deep breath in the sun. I won't be taking a deep breath in the sun because then I got to come and rinse everything, all the pollen out right now. But when this passes, sitting in the sun and letting the sun kiss my face is one of my favorite things to do. And last but not least, practice giving yourself permission. Actively sit with yourself and affirm that your pleasure is not selfish. Your joy is not going to take away from someone else's. You're not hurting somebody by choosing you. It's what's going to sustain you. So take those three things and do them every single day for maybe the next 30 days and check in with how you feel. We're going to get through it. We're going to get through it together. And we're going to get through it by prioritizing ourselves and still enjoying the life that we have. Okay? So, I said that if you listened, I was going to have a treat for you. And so, nasal and all, I'm going to provide you a 10-minute pleasure permission practice. So, take a moment, get yourself together. Maybe you just want to sit back in your chair and close your eyes. Maybe you want to go lay down. But press pause, and I want you to get ready for this guided meditation.
This episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman is proudly sponsored by Organic Lovin, your go-to source for all natural, body-safe products that enhance your intimate experiences. At Organic Lovin, they believe that what you put on and in your body matters, which is why they offer a carefully curated selection of organic, eco-friendly products designed to bring pleasure without compromising your health. From luxurious lubricants and body oils to intimate toys and wellness products, Organic Lovin' has everything you need to elevate your sensual self-care routine. Each product is crafted with the highest quality ingredients so you can indulge with confidence, knowing you're choosing the best for your body and the environment. As a special offer for our listeners, you can enjoy 10% off your purchase when you use the coupon code JaveryWellness at checkout. Visit www.javerywellness.com/organic-lovin, that's L-O-V-E-N, today to explore their full range of products and discover how organic, body-safe options can make a difference in your intimate life. That's www.javerywellness.com/organic-lovin, spelled L-O-V-E-N, and don't forget to use the code JaveryWellness for 10% off your order. Take care of your body and let Organic Lovin take care of your pleasure. This episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman is brought to you by Javery Integrative Wellness Services, where holistic healing meets mental wellness. At Javery Integrative Wellness, we understand that life's demands can take a toll on your mind, body, and your spirit. That's why we offer a range of therapeutic services designed to help you reconnect with yourself, reduce stress, and find balance. Whether you're dealing with anxiety, relationship issues, or simply looking to enhance your overall well-being, the expert therapists at Javery Integrative Wellness are here to support you. We specialize in creating personalized integrative care plans that cater to your unique needs. Ready to take the first step towards a healthier, happier you? Visit www.javerywellness.com today and schedule your free 15-minute consultation with one of our compassionate therapists. It's time to invest in yourself and start your journey to wellness. That's www.javerywellness.com, your partner in holistic health and healing. Don't wait. Book your free consultation now.
Welcome back. Now, I want to invite you into a short but powerful grounding practice. This is your time to reconnect with your body and give yourself permission to feel good. Even now, find a comfortable position. Close your eyes if that feels safe for you in this moment, and take a deep breath in. Let's begin with 3 deep breaths. It's settled in your body. Place your hand somewhere on your body that feels comforting. Perhaps your heart, your belly, or your thighs. Feel the warmth of your hands spreading through your body. As you breathe, I invite you to acknowledge any heaviness you're carrying, the news cycle, the state of our communities, the weight of existing in spaces that weren't designed for us. Simply acknowledge without judgment. Now bring your awareness to your feet. Feel them connecting to the ground beneath you. This ground has held our ancestors through centuries of struggle and joy. They knew the revolutionary power of pleasure. With each breath, allow your awareness to move up through your body. Ankles, calves, shins, your knees, your thighs. Noticing any tension and an inviting softness. As you reach your hips and pelvis, the center of creativity and pleasure in your body, repeat silently, I give myself permission to feel good even now. I give myself permission to feel good even now. Moving to your belly and heart. Breathe into any guilt or resistance that arises. Whisper to yourself, my pleasure is not frivolous. My joy is necessary. My pleasure is not frivolous. My joy is necessary. Up through your throat, jaw, and face, places we often hold tension, offer yourself release. Your voice matters. Your smile matters. Your exhale matters. Now visualize a warm golden light surrounding your entire body. This is your permission field, a space where you are allowed to experience pleasure, rest, and joy without explanation or apology. In this moment, invite in one small sensation of pleasure. Perhaps it's the feeling of air on your skin, the comfort of where you're sitting, or simply the relief of taking time for yourself. Take a deep breath in and exhale. And as we close this practice, I want you to remember, you can return to this feeling anytime. Your capacity for pleasure is your birthright, and accessing it replenishes you for whatever lies ahead. You are worthy of feeling good, even now. Especially now. Before we end this episode, I hope you enjoyed that meditation. I enjoyed giving it to you. If you're not done, press pause and continue to bask in your pleasure. I want to leave you a pleasure practice for this week, the Pleasure Despite Journal. Each day, take a few moments to note at least one moment of pleasure you experienced. Doesn't matter what challenges came up. We're going to focus on that one moment of pleasure. So maybe it was an amazing morning shower. Maybe it was a laugh that you shared with a friend or family, or the taste of something really sweet, whatever it is. Let that be your reminder that pleasure is always, always available to you. So I hope this episode was helpful. I hope it will send you into your day this week feeling a little bit lighter, a little bit ready to see what pleasures, what joy, what happiness is out there for you. And so I want to thank you so much for sharing this space with me today. And if this episode resonated with you and it felt really good, I would love, love, love for you to take a moment to rate and leave a review. 5-star rating would be great. Your support is going to help get this message out so that it can reach more Black women who need it. And if you feel called, I would love for you to share this episode with a friend who could use a reminder that she too is worthy of feeling good and feeling pleasure. Let's not hoard this to ourselves, okay? And until next time, take care of yourself, honor your pleasure, and remember you are worthy of feeling good, even now, especially now. Love you. Bye.